A 29-year-old contract firefighter is accused of starting the massive rodeo fire in Arizona. Prosecutors say Leonard Gregg admitted setting the fire so he could be hired to put it out. The fire started near the rodeo grounds on the western part of the Fort Apache Reservation. Gregg is a member of the tribe. Tom Zollner is covering the story for the Arizona Republic.
Leonard Gregg grew up on the Apache Reservation, and he worked as a contract firefighter for the Bureau of Indian Affairs. This was very spotty labor, and it only paid about $8 or $9 an hour.
How common is it for members of the tribe to get work fighting fires?
In the town of Cibicue, it really is only one of two stable employment sources for young men in the town. It is a huge employment program on Arizona reservations.
Now, he tried to apologize in court yesterday. The judge said, don't do that. We don't want to hear any admission of guilt in the court. Mm-hmm. But that alone seems to indicate perhaps that perhaps he didn't mean for what happened to happen.
Certainly that seems to be the case. The federal agents who interviewed him indicated that he said that he never intended the fire to develop to the degree that it did. In fact, I think he was only trying to start a 1 or 2 acre brush fire just so he could have a few hours' wages.
I know you interviewed some of the people who know him, relatives. Were they surprised by this news? Did this seem out of character for?
Yes. Leonard was a very quiet, almost taciturn individual. One tribal member described him as like a puppy dog with a tail between his legs.
How is the tribe reacting to the news that one of their own has been accused of setting this terrible fire?
Well, there's a deep sense of guilt and fear that's come down on the reservation as a result not only of the fire, but also of this arrest. The traditional Apache belief is that natural disasters are viewed as something of a divine retribution for sin. Certainly, the arrest of one of their own puts a completely new dimension upon that.
I read in one of your articles that Leonard's adopted brother said that he believes the fire is the fulfillment of a prophecy. What did he mean by that?
Leonard's adopted grandfather, he lived at the time near the dawning of the automobile age, and it was his feeling that the automobile and the accoutrements of 20th century technology would eventually cause the destruction of the forest. For Leonard's brother, it was strange irony that one of his own family should have caused this tremendous disaster to the Apache Reservation.
Is the tribe dependent on the forest economically?
Tremendously. The major employer on the reservation are two tribally-owned sawmills, both of which have had to lay off all their workers.
How many people would that be affecting?
Too soon to tell at this point. It looks like at least 300 jobs, perhaps more. This will ruin the forests on the western half of the reservation for almost a century to come.
And you've written also about the tribe's spiritual connection to that land. If it's going to take a century for the forest to recover from this fire, what does that mean for the tribe just spiritually?
I think the Apaches are concerned that the rest of the world doesn't quite understand what a spiritual disaster this is. Many of the clan names on the reservation are derived from specific geographical locations, many of which were in the fire zone. We have archaeological sites in there that date back at least 1,000 years. There are holy places which are irreparably damaged.
So this is a double tragedy for them, really. One of their own said it, and this is land that's really sacred to them.
Yes, and in a sense it's a triple tragedy because there's a great deal of suspicion and resentment and anger here towards the tribe. There's a feeling that the tribe should have done more to quench the fire in its early stages, and there's also the obvious sense of how could a tribal member have done this to us?
Okay, thanks very much, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom Zollner is a reporter for the Arizona Republic. He joined us from Sholo, Arizona.